Well, we want to let him speak to us. We want that wisdom, don't we? We want to discover wisdom. So where do you go? Let's go to his word. Let's see what he has for us this morning. Let's listen to his word and let him speak to each of us. If you're new here, we have this area called Scripture Surfing in the middle of your worship bulletin. And then on the back, you'll see it there too. That's for this week coming up. It starts tomorrow morning. You wake up, you get alone with the Lord, and this is a way for you to read through the whole of his word, not leave anything out. Let him speak to you through the whole counsel of his word. I was with some Jehovah's Witnesses yesterday, and I was talking some about Charles Taze Russell, their founder, and we looked just talking about a couple of different doctrines, and they were sharing a couple of different things, but I had to remind them a few times that you have to take the whole of God's word. You can't take a verse that you like or something like that and then form a whole doctrine around it and say, well, here's how it is. You got to take the whole of God's word and say, what does God say? What does his whole word say about any certain matter? Well, that's why it's a good idea. Do you know his whole word? Do I know his whole word? That's why it's a good idea to read through his whole word. And that's what the Scripture Surfing is there. It's an offering for you to do that. And then we come together and then we share passages of Scripture from every one of those chapters you read. And then we have three messages a week on the passages that you read. Two Old Testament, one New. So right now we want to look at this past Thursday and Friday's readings. So turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 20. And there should be a Bible next to you if you're new at this. And 2 Kings is open the Bible maybe about a third of the way through. You want to go past Samuel and you'll see Kings. 2 Kings chapter 20. And let's pray. Father, we just ask that you'd speak through your living word, Lord. We know you do speak through it. It is living. So, Lord, I guess make our hearts ready. Make us ready to receive what you have for us so that we will receive it and do it. Help us, Lord. We pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 20, listen to these verses beginning in verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah, that's this awesome king that was following the Lord. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Wow, God was going to do one thing, but Hezekiah just prayed. He prayed from his heart. And then God changed it. God said, "Well, yeah, okay, here's what we'll do. Here's what we're going to do." Do you persist in your prayers? We need to pray without ceasing. Pray diligently with all of our heart. Chapter 21, verse 5 and 6. Now, King Manasseh, this is a king that did not do right in the eyes of the Lord. Look at verse 5 and 6. Look at some of the things he did. In both courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to all the starry hosts. We have some of that today, don't we? Astrology and things like that. And if we're not careful, we get into some of these types of things. We get into we got to watch out. Astrology, horoscopes, psychics, mediums. Listen to verse 6. He sacrificed his own son in the fire, practiced sorcery and divination, and consulted mediums and spiritists. We had one of those guys come June the 11th here. Well, my family, we were praying for Montgomery at the beach. This guy came, I think, to the Renaissance or whatever. And I knew a whole bunch of pastors that were praying. He consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, provoking him to anger. And then in chapter 22, it says, Josiah, listen to this. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother's name was Jedidah, daughter of Adaiah. She was from Bozkath. Now listen to him. Verse 2, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. I want to be like him. I bet you do too. Completely obeying the Lord with all of your heart, all of my heart. And then in chapter 22, hold your place there. We're going to dive down there in just a minute. Then in verse 123, then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with all the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord. We're doing that right now, aren't we? Reading His word. The hearing of His word will accomplish much. And then in our New Testament reading, turn over to Ephesians chapter 3. In the New Testament, it's that last third of the Bible. You'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John keep going. Acts, Romans, and Ephesians chapter 3, right after Galatians. Listen to these verses, 17b through 19. I love this prayer. This is a great prayer for you and I to pray. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. We were talking about this in our young adults. How have you known His love? How have you experienced His love? Pray about it. Pray about it. And then in chapter 4, in the first two verses, listen to this. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Are you humble? And am I humble and gentle? And in Proverbs chapter 20, you can turn there if you want, or you can just listen. That's kind of in the middle of the Bible, right about the middle, right after Psalms. Proverbs chapter 20, it says this. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. And then in chapter 21, it says this. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever He pleases. That's a great verse to know that with our king, Obama, or whoever, the king, the leader, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever He pleases. Well, turn back to 2 Kings 22. Let's dive down a little bit here. In 2 Kings 22, we want to look at what we were talking about at the very beginning, a discovery. Discovery. Discovery can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, daily discovery. That's every day having a wonderful discovery. We can do that every day. have a wonderful discovery. Well, I recently had a wonderful discovery. I had been with my family on vacation at the beach, and I forgot my tennis shoes. And I pray and walk every day, well, probably morning and the time in the late afternoon every day. And I didn't have those. And so I had flip-flops. And so every morning and every night, I did my praying and walking in Fort Walton Beach in flip-flops. And at first, it was kind of annoying, and then I got kind of used to it. And so probably walked quite a few miles in those flip-flops. But the night we got back Saturday and unloaded everything. And I went out to pray and walk, and I put on my tennis shoes. And I need new tennis shoes. My tennis shoes, my wife probably doesn't want me telling you about them, how bad they are. It's time to get new tennis shoes. Okay, so you would never think that I would enjoy walking in these tennis shoes. Anything that age can do to them, it's done to them. That's how they are. But I have to tell you that it felt so wonderful when I got back, and that evening I put on those old tennis shoes that are getting holes in them, you know, these terrible tennis shoes. I put those on, and I stood outside, and they felt so wonderful. I can't describe the comfort on my feet that I hadn't had in a week. And then when I went out walking, I was thanking the Lord for a good while. In the first part of my walk, I was thanking the Lord for these old tennis shoes, just having shoes, having these old tennis shoes that were so comfortable. It was a wonderful discovery. And I hadn't, and at the same time, to add to it, I needed a timepiece, something to go on me when I went out. I said, "John, you got a watch or something?" I didn't even realize it, but I grabbed an old watch I had given him, and I had that on my wrist. And I was enjoying that luminescent light, that blue light, and just that old watch. It looked brand new to me. I was enjoying these two old, terrible things that you would give away, and it was wonderful. But it was rediscovery. It was rediscovery. And each of us here today, we either need to rediscover God's Word, or we need to discover God's Word. We all need to discover His Word more and more continually. Maybe different portions. Maybe there's portions of His Word that you haven't spent a lot of time in. We need to discover it. But that's what happens here. They rediscover God's Word. In 2 Kings 22, we're going to look at verses 8 to 20, but this great, this wonderful king, Josiah, who started when he was 8 years old. Now, this is later, but it says in verse 3, let me give you a little background. In the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent the secretary, Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the temple of the Lord. He said, "Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, and have him get ready the money that has been brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people. Have them entrust it to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple, and have these men pay the workers who repair the temple of the Lord, the carpenters, the builders, and the masons. Also have them purchase timber and dress stone to repair the temple. But they need not account for the money entrusted to them, because they are acting faithfully." And here's where we really want to zone in. Look what happens. So they go there to do this that Josiah has called them to do. And in verse 8, Hilkiah, the high priest, says this. Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan, the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan, the secretary, went to the king and reported to him, "Your officials have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord, and have entrusted it to the workers and supervisors at the temple. Then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Akbor, son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Azaziah, the king's attendant. Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us. Rediscovery. They found a book. They found God's law. They found God's word. They rediscovered God's word. Well, we can apply a few things from this passage to our lives. And it's as simple as, if you can remember DRPR, you've got this message. DRPR. And those words, in just a moment, they're going to stand for discover, receive, pray, and respond. That's what happens here, and that's what we can take from this. That's what one thing, God's Word is living. There's millions of things you can take from this, but this is one thing we can take from this, and that, first of all, is to discover God's Word. Discover it. Discover it. Do you need to discover the Word? That's what happens in verses 8 to 10. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. And then he goes on and then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, verse 10, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. They discovered God's word. They rediscovered God's word. Well, you need to find it. I need to find it. Well, first of all, let's be real practical. Do you have a good copy of it? Do you have a good copy? I hope you don't have a Bible that you dread going to, that you say, I need to get a new Bible. I keep going to this one, but you know, I'm going to read some in the Bible. First of all, real practically, discover it. That might mean finding a new one. That might mean finding one that is great for you. It might mean finding a translation that you like a lot. I love the NIV. You all know that. I read it and preach from it all the time. I love the NIV. When I was in seminary, the two most accurate at that time, the two most accurate right to the Greek and the Hebrew were the NAS and the NIV. And that's not to say that others aren't good. There's a lot of fantastic English translations, but that's what I learned in seminary just at that time. That those two, the NIV was a more thought for thought translation of the Greek and the Hebrew, and then the NAS was just like a word-for-word translation. That's why it reads a little more choppy when you get it into the English, that word-for-word. But there's many fantastic translations. First of all, do you have a Bible that you like a lot? Make sure you have that. Find that, first of all. And then maybe you need to discover different portions of the Bible. Maybe you need to read through the whole Scripture. Maybe you just do different devotionals. Maybe you do open windows, or you have your own devotionals that you do. And they're fantastic. I'm not knocking devotionals. I do them. I do a lot of them. But, you know, they take you anywhere in God's Word. And maybe you've just done devotionals for a long time. Maybe there's many portions of God's Word you haven't even read yet, or you're not sure if you've read them, unless a devotional's taken you there one day a few years ago. Maybe a devotional took you to one of those passages. I don't know. But that's why we have the Scripture surfing. That's reading through the whole of God's Word, discovering all of it for yourself, not just from a preacher or somebody else you're hearing from, but just you and the Lord, discovering His whole Word. Discover it. And I've heard awesome testimonies from people here. And I don't like to put people on the spot, so I didn't ask them before. But I'm thinking of two different people right now that when we started the Scripture surfing, they said, I started doing that. I had never read the Bible through all the way, and now I'm doing it. And I've seen one of these people. I've seen the Lord really working in awesome ways as he's going through his Word. I see the Lord working in his life. And have you found it? Have you discovered it? And it's a daily discovery. Every day we need, it's living. It doesn't matter. I don't know how many times I've read the whole thing. I don't know how many times I've read through. I do it year after year. But every day is a new day because every day, this is, you've heard me say it before, this is a phone. It's more like a phone than a book. So you may have read the same passage 10,000 times, Psalm 23, whatever, but it doesn't matter. When you read it and you allow the Lord to speak to you, His Word is living. He'll give you what you need at that time. He'll speak the words that you need, what you need from that passage of Scripture at that time. And you never know what it's going to be. And so every day there's discovery. It's discovery to hear His voice, to get His wisdom every day, to know His will every day. Through what? Saturating yourself in His Word, surrounding yourself with His Word. So discover it. Discover it. And the joy from His Word is amazing. And then the R, D-R-P-R, the R is receive it. So discover it. Make sure you've got it. Discover it every day. Discover different portions of it. And then receive it. What does that mean? That means just take it in, however you want to do that. Reading it is the way we always talk about. But you may prefer listening. I probably do more listening. When I'm reading through the whole of Scripture, I do more listening. I got Bible CDs years ago. I've listened through those. I'm probably more auditory in that way. But however you get it, receive it. Get His Word. Don't only discover it, but get it in you. How do you get it in you? You read it. You read it or you listen to it. That's what happened in the second part of verse 10 and then verse 11. What happened after they discovered it? In the second part of verse 10. Well, I'll read 10. Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king had heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. And so he heard it. What did he do? He received it. One was reading it. The other one was listening to it. It's the same thing. As long as you get it in you. Saturate yourself in God's Word. There's so many different ways to do it. Listen to Christian radio. Listen over the internet. Listen to preaching. Listen to teaching. Listen to His Word. I've got websites that you could go to if you need help with that. You can get CDs. But make sure you take it in. You read it. You listen to it. Somebody may say, well, my vision's not too good. And, if we're not careful, that could become an excuse. Somebody could get up in years and they could say, my vision's not very good anymore. I can't read God's Word anymore. What? That's crazy. You can listen to it. You can get it on CD. You can get it on tapes. There's cassette tapes. That's like saying, my tooth is kind of hurting, so I'm going to stop eating from now on in my life. My tooth's hurting. I'm not going to eat anymore. No, that's crazy. Of course, you need nourishment. You need to live. Jesus says this is spiritual food. You die spiritually if you don't inhale this, if you don't ingest this. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, the physical food, but from every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. This is how you live. If you want to truly live life, the abundant life, the life that Jesus has for you, you got to take it in somehow. You got to listen. You got to read. You got to get it in you. And that's what nourishes us. And next, we need to pray about it. D-R-P-R. The P is pray. We need to pray about it. That's what they did next. They discovered the Word. Then they read from it. And the king heard it. And then, what's next is he basically says, look at verses 12 through 14. They needed to pray about it. Verse 12 through 14. He gave these orders to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Akbor, son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Azaziah, the king's attendant. Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger. And then he goes on from there. So what does he tell him to do? He says, well, now go pray about all these things that we've just... Go inquire of the Lord about these things we've just read. That's what we need to do. We need to discover it. You need to discover God's Word. I need to discover it. Then we need to receive it. We need to get it in us. Reading it, listening to it, however you want to do it. As much as possible. We need to get it in. And then we need to pray about it. When we get it in, when we hear God's Word... right now, or as we have the readings, or as we're reading it on our own, as we hear God's Word, what do we need to do? We need to pray about it. Pray about the things He has said. That's why I always encourage people to journal. That's why I always would say that you need to have something to write with, and you need to have something to write on anytime you're ingesting God's Word, anytime you're taking it in, anytime it's going out. And you're on. Anytime you want to receive God's Word, you need to have a pen. You need to have a paper. Unless you have some kind of super memory that I don't have. Why? Because whatever the Lord is telling you, I always tell our young adults when new young adults come in there, we have this sheet that says notes and prayer. And I always tell everybody that notes is not to take notes of what we're talking about in here. And I wouldn't want anybody doing that in here, just taking notes. Like, here's point number one, here's point number two, here's point number three. I tell them, and I tell you, those notes, that area, why should you have a pen? Why should you have something to write on? Why should you get it down? Whatever the Lord is speaking to you. Not point one, point two, point three. What is the Lord speaking to you? What's He telling you? Listen for His voice. What's He saying to you? And just write those things down. That's what you need to pray about. What's He telling you? What's He speaking to your heart? What's standing out to you when this person's teaching, this person's preaching, when you're reading His Word in the morning or in the evening? What's standing out to you? What's jumping off the page? That's what you need to get down. What's the Lord telling you? Why? And then you get it down so you can go pray about it. You can pray it in. You can ponder it and pray about it. Ask the Lord to work it into your life. And so pray about it. D-R-P-R. Discover it. Receive it. Pray about it. And then finally, respond to it. Respond to it. All those things won't do us any good unless we act on it, right? God tells us, do not be hearers of the Word only and so deceive yourselves. But we need to be doers of the Word. We take it all in and we pray about it all. Why? There's a point to it all. To do it. That's why I don't delight in Bible studies that are a lot about sometimes if we're not careful, we could get sidetracked in a Bible study and we could not have application. We could get all focused on whether this gate, this needle's gate, was it truly a real gate or was it so-and-so? We can focus on one thing and we can get all caught up about something and then not apply it to our lives. And we can spend a lot of time talking about things. But God's goal is for us to do what He says. All right, God's goal is for us to hear His Word, take it in. Yes, do all the study and the preparation so you can better understand it, understand what He's saying. But then why? So you can do it. To not be a hearer, not to just receive it, not to just take it in, but to do it. And so finally, respond to it. And that's what they did. When they got the Word, they responded to it. Verses 18 to 20. That's what happened. It says in verse 18, tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I have spoken against this place and its people, and they would become accursed and laid waste. And because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place. God commends him because he responded to God's word. He ripped his robes and he did what he could to obey God's word, to do it, to take action. And that's what we need to do. That's what God's goal is when we hear his word, to do it, to be a doer of his word, to take action. Well, let's pray together. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that, Lord, that it is so simple for us to discover it here. Lord, that if we don't even own a copy right now, Lord, that we can just go out to a Christian bookstore and we can just look at 10,000 translations and different Bibles and we can just take our pick. And Lord, we thank you. Many of us have a number of Bibles around the house. And so, Lord, I just pray for each one of us. And Lord, we know that there are places in the world where they might have one for the whole church, and they would be amazed if they could take it home for a day and read it themselves. Lord, we just thank you that we have that ability to discover your word. Lord, I pray for every person here, every person hearing this message. I pray that, Lord, very practically, you'd give every one of us, provide every one of us with a great Bible, Lord, to look into your word. And Lord, we pray that you would help each of us to discover all that you want us to every day. Show us where you want us to go in your word. Show us how to go through your word. Take us where you want us to go. And may we discover every day what you want us to in your word. Would you speak all that you desire to each of us every day as we look into your word, and many times a day, Lord. Help us in that. And then, Lord, may we receive it. Lord, when we discover it, help us to receive it, to take it in, to listen to it, to read it as much as possible. Remind us, Lord, and we thank you that that's where we find life and peace. And Lord, help us to pray it in. Help us to hear what you're saying to us through your word, and may we pray it in. And Lord, then help us to respond and take action to whatever you tell us to do. And we thank you for these things. Lord, if there's someone that needs to take action right now, Lord, maybe somebody's discovered in your word, Lord, through what they've seen today, maybe in the baptism, that they need to repent of their sins and get their life right before you, that they need to turn to you and call out to you to save them from their sins, trusting in what you've done on the cross, dying for them and their resurrection. Maybe there's someone who's discovered that that's your good news, Lord, and they've received that this morning. They've heard that, Lord. And Lord, maybe they're praying about it right now, saying, God, give me the strength to follow you in this, to believe and to trust you and to be baptized, following you. Oh, Lord, help them to respond to it. And as Chris leads us in this song, help them to put feet, put action to it, and step out of their seat and walk down the aisle and come in to share that, Lord. Help them to share that with me. Maybe you're speaking to others about joining this church. Lord, help them to come as Chris leads us. And Lord, maybe you're speaking about other things to people. Lord, help them to pray those things in and respond and do what you want. Lord, we trust you and we love you. Lord, please take this message and Lord, work your miracles. Do all that you desire to do in each of our hearts and lives and in the life of this body of believers here. And for your kingdom, Lord, do it all and start with me. Start with each person here. Help us to daily discover, Lord. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.